For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Welcome to Soaring Like Eagles with Minister Larry Bertrand and Prophetess Mary Bertrand. Please sit back, enjoy the show, grab your Bible, and get ready for a word of inspiration and praise.
Amen, amen, amen. And welcome you all to another show of Soaring. Amen. We're so glad that you all are tuned in to another day of Soaring Like Eagles, and what a great show it's going to be. I'm so happy that you all are tuning in. And, you know, we just, you know how I like to get started. I like to get started with a nice little song. So I'm just going to go ahead and take the time and play a song for you all. And we're going to go ahead and play Feel Like Going On. I Feel Like Going On.
Come on, give God some hand praise in here. Listen, are we doing all right? We're doing all right, Houston? We doing all right? Amen. Most of all, we thank God, and we thank God for you. Amen. Now, I want you to stand to your feet and welcome. Help me welcome my good friend that's going to come and sing with us. Listen, 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 listen. I thank God for him. Listen, I thank God for him. Ain't no sense of trying to use no dignified words. I thank God for this man of God. Come on, put your hand together for Brother Andre, Minister Andre Tate. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Feel good to be singing with you, Doc. Come on, it's all right to put the hand here. Come on.
Tossed from side to side, yeah.
From side to side.
y'all know what? How many made up your mind that no matter what come in your life, you're going to go on? You're looking at a miracle right here. 2 strokes in 4 weeks' time. But somebody look at your neighbor and say, look at God. I want to encourage you, no matter what come in your life, it might get hard sometimes, and the way it might get dark sometimes, but they said I wouldn't make it. They said I'd never be nothing. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I made up my mind. Hey, I got to go. What can happen right now?
Amen, amen, amen. Feel like going on. Amen, amen. Is that don't get encourage you right there in itself, right there with everything going on. We can just know that we just feel like going on. Amen. And we're able to go on and we're able to proceed. We're able to push through the strength of God. And we're just so happy for that. And we're just so happy for the strength and so happy for everything that God is doing. You all, it's another Monday, the beginning of a new week, amen, and there's still so much going on, right? Everything's still going on, but God has still been faithful, amen, and his word is still just, even in the midst of everything going on. And that's really what I want to let somebody know, is that we're still, you're still standing, amen. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, know that you know everything has been going on, and so much has been happening, but God has still seen you through. Amen. If that's not a testimony in itself, I don't know what is. But we know that God is so faithful, and God is able to do all things. And we really have to really just take the time to tell God thank you. You know, even in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the riots, in the midst of everything going on, still just tell God thank you. Because we know that God is a healer. We know that God is the one that's going to fix everything. And we know that God is able to do all of these things. Amen, amen. So sorry about the technical difficulties. Amen. But we're just so happy to have you all on board. But yeah, we were talking about the announcements. And and then it got cut off. But as we go with the announcement, our apostle, Pastor Jay, Pastor Janice Daniels, will be installed as apostle on July 12th, 2020. And that's going to be at King Street Church in Houston, Texas, 5922 MLK Boulevard. And that's going to be right there in Houston, Texas, you all. So if you're in the Houston area, July 12th at 3 p.m., go ahead and come through. It's going to be a wonderful time in the Lord. Bishop Anita Smith will actually be doing the installation and preaching that sermon. And that's going to be a great time as well. So definitely come on out to that. It's going to be great. At the end of next weekend, July 19th, we're coming down in San Antonio, Texas, for the installation of myself, Pastor Larry Bertrand, as the pastor of Living Springs Community Church. You know, so really, I want to take a moment today. We're going to get into our topic and everything. But before we do that, I want to go ahead and actually play another song that will just allow for us to focus our minds on God for just a minute. If we could just play another song that would do that. We're going to go ahead and play a song by none other than Apostle Daniels herself. Amen. It's called Because of Who You Are. Thank you. Dear Lord, we come to you right now, Father God. Father God, saying thank you, God. God, we thank you for another day right now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your everlasting grace right now, Father
thank
God.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, for everything that you're doing in this season right now, Father God. Father God, we just decrease ourselves right now, Father God, so then that way you can fill us up and increase inside of us right now, Father God. Father God, we know that we can't do anything by ourselves right now, Father God. So we give it all up to you right now, Father God, asking for you to just do things and fix things according to your will right now, Father God. Father God, we know that you're able right now, Father God. We know that you're a way maker, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God. Father God, for somebody who's tuning into this podcast right now, Father God. Father God, who might be lost right now, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you lift them up right now, Father God. Cover them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet right now, Father God. Father God, let them know that they are loved right now, that they are a child of the Most High God. In your name we pray. Amen. 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 So happy once again that you all are tuning in to another episode of Soaring Like Eagles. And once again, this is another great day. Amen. To give God some glory. Amen. We don't have to just do it on Sundays. We can do it any day. And we're just so happy that we're able to give God the glory on this day. We're just so happy that we're in the land of the living to be able to praise God and lift God up the way we are. Amen. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into our Bible scripture for today.
Today's word is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 15. Again, that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 15. But if you do not forgive men their sin, your Father will not forgive your sin. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that scripture right there in itself, because what it does is just points right into it. And it don't really beat around the bush. It just strictly says that if you are unable to forgive man of their sins, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you of your sins. Amen. Amen. We do know that we all sin on a daily basis. There's nobody here who is perfect and without sin, not even myself. However, we had thank God that he's able, amen, to still forgive us of our sins. He don't hold our sins against us. Once we repent for our sins, they are spread out as far as from the east is to the west. So we understand that God forgives us of our sins. But in order for us to really be forgiven for our sins, there is a challenge in there that we have, which strictly says that we must forgive others of their sins. Amen. That means that we have to forgive those that we see on a daily basis, those who have despised us, those who have used us, those who have persecuted our name, those who have done so much to us, right, that we still have to take the time and forgive them. Now, the thing I like about forgiveness and the thing that I've learned about forgiveness is that forgiveness is not so much for the other person as it is for you, right? Forgiveness is more for you than it is for the other person. The thing about forgiveness is that when you have unforgiveness, because we've been so used to being weighed down, we've been so used to being content with that weight that we don't even know what it feels like to be free. We don't know what it feels like to just be able to let go and let God, right? And yeah, you know what? We do have a caller on the line. I think it's my brother. Minister David Clark is on the line as well.
Hey, hey, bro, what's going on? Can you hear me?
All right. I believe David Clark is on the line, but
can you hear me?
I can't hear him right now. We're having some technical difficulties today. So we're talking about for you. Forgiveness is so much for you. It'll be nothing for the other person. And the reason why we say that is because we don't realize that the person that we're talking against have lived life and everything. Right? They don't even remember it. They may not even get it.
prosperous life. But we're the ones being held down and held back and weighed back because of the unforgiveness we have. Right? But it must be where we carry that unforgiveness as well. It's the way. It's the way. And I'll be great thing about the scripture that I'll be that I really learned as well is that it says when you don't get out the years, right? So yeah, I would have to give you.
Right?
It's no thing that somebody else has unforgiveness towards you and you can't make it into the kingdom.
Right?
The meaning is that
this forgiveness is really for you. Right? Because thing right there that right. And we don't even realize what it is that we're doing. We're so busy wondering about, oh, they hurt me this, and they hurt me so bad that they did this to me, and you just don't understand. And I trusted them so much, and then they turned their back on me, and I loved them so much, and they trust me, and all of these things that really could hurt you. And I understand how it hurts you, but isn't it something to be hurt right here on earth and then to try to get it to heaven and realize you can't get it to heaven because you was unable to forgive that person who hurt you? You literally let that person hold the key to your eternal life. And that's the thing, we don't realize how much power we give people in the midst of being unforgiving. We don't realize how much power we give in the midst of that, in the midst of just not forgiving our brothers and our sisters that we see every day. And it's just so crazy how much we really need to understand the power that's in forgiveness. Amen. I'm going to try again. Minister David Clark, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Pastor Larry?
Okay. Minister David Clark, are you on the line?
Can you hear me?
Okay. All right.
Can you hear me?
So, yeah, though. So we talking about forgiveness, right? And, you know, one thing that's so true about forgiveness and that I've learned as well is that we can hold on to things for so long. We can hold on to things for so long. As a matter of fact, we hold on to it for so long that we don't even realize that it's that unforgiveness we have, right? We hold on, we let go of it. But really, we just put it in our bag. And we learn to walk around with it. We've learned to deal with it. We've learned to accept it. But we have not let go of it, right? Now, in the thing about forgiving people, and here's the thing that we must also know. In the thing about forgiving people, it don't say anything about how you have to talk to that person on a daily basis, right? It don't say that you have to have a relationship with this person. It just says that you have to forgive them. You get what I'm saying? And when we say that, we really mean in saying that forgiveness is the key there, right? It may not be that, it may not be exactly where you have to talk to this person and communicate with this person on an everyday basis. Amen. We understand that that might not be the case, right? I'm not saying to be a fool. Right. You know, this person's met you. I'm not saying keep on letting them come around until they can keep making you again. But what I'm saying is that we can't hold resentfulness in our heart. We can't hold hatred in our heart. We can't hold enviness in our heart towards somebody because of what they did towards us. We have to be able to truly let them go. And even sometimes the best thing to do in letting something go is saying, you know what, I forgive them, and then give it over to God. Amen. Amen. That's some of the best things that we can do is really give it over to God. Amen. Amen. I know one thing I've learned, amen, in that when I was battling with unforgiveness in myself and some of the things I was dealing with unforgiveness, I learned to start praying for that very person. Amen. I learned to start including that person in our prayers. Amen. I learned to start, you know, saying, Lord, I don't know what it is that they're going through, but God, you know. Right? Because the thing that we realize is that it's not flesh and blood that we have a problem with, but it's the spirits and the prisons and the demons that live inside of a person that we have a problem with. It's not a physical warfare. This is a spiritual warfare that we're fighting a lot of times. And it's not something that we have a problem with that person. It is the things, the ways about them that we have a problem with. And sometimes we don't realize the very demons that somebody is struggling with inside of themselves. But the thing is, when they have those things inside of them, it's not for us to deal with, that's for God to deal with. And oftentimes, when we pray for that person, we can see a lot of things being lifted up off of that person as well. But the thing is that we have to understand that even in the midst of whatever somebody is going through, you know, the hurt, you don't know what it is that they that's been going through them. One thing I realized is that hurt people. And sometimes we don't even realize just how much we've hurt somebody else because of the hurt that we are dealing with within us. We don't even realize just how much pain and how much agony that we inflicted upon somebody else just because of the hurt and the pain that we have within ourselves. And the thing is, when we take a moment and we really digress from the situation and we can really look at it from a third eye point of view, we can really understand that we, because we are hurt, we are also causing hurt towards other people who have nothing to do with the situation. Sometimes we can't experience love, so we want to experience love because we are so busy holding on to hurt, right? Sometimes we can't experience the peace the way we want to experience the peace because we're so holding on. We're so busy holding on to hurt. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes we can't allow a friendship to come in because we're so busy being hurt by the last friendship, right? And when we allow that hurt. When we allow that hurt to dwell within us, we allow for us to live in a place that's unpeaceful. We have to understand that we ourselves can hurt somebody just because of the hurt that's within us. It reminds me of a story that somebody gave me about a stray cat, and that it was a stray cat outside, and the stray cat was being abused by its owner and was being hurt by so long by its owner. And it was outside, and somebody who just loved cats came and tried to pick the cat up and love on the cat, and the first thing the cat did was claw them. Not because the person was trying to hurt them, but because the cat was so used to hurt that the cat did not know how to accept the love that person was trying to give. That's us sometimes. That's us sometimes right there. We claw people who try to come close to us. We claw people who try to get involved in our lives. We claw people who are trying to, you know, have a relationship with us because of the fact that we don't know how to accept the love that they're trying to give. We don't know how to process the love that they're trying to give. We don't know how to
how they internalize the love that they're giving. Then what we do is we push back really quickly. We give it up. We say we back away from it. We say, no, we're okay. Nope, you don't need this. Nope, this reminds me of this. You don't need that. And the thing is, we are hurting ourselves in the process. I remember one time I was friends with a young lady. Amen. And while I was friends with this young lady, amen, eventually she had her fiance reach out to me and say, oh, well, she don't want to be friends with you or whatever. And I'm like, what? And she was like, yeah, she feel like you're trying to flirt with her or something. And I'm like, okay, no, not at all, but all right. And for a couple of years, we did not talk. And when we finally did connect and talk again, and I brought that up, she said to me, I apologize, but I did not know how to accept your friendship when you was offering it. And the thing was, she said, I'm not used to a guy just being friends with me. I was not used to a guy being nice to me and not wanting anything in return. I was not used to a guy just calling me and really just having a conversation with me without trying to have interior motives. I wasn't used to a guy simply being a friend to me without trying to push up on me. So, and it was in that she said, I had to come to myself and I had to realize that I was pushing people away because of the hurt that I was dealing with. And the strong thing is to realize where our hurt lies. The strong thing is to realize where our hurt comes from. The strong thing is to realize how we've been afflicted so much. And when I was in premarital counseling for my first marriage, I remember there were some things that my first wife was holding out on. And she broke down and started crying in premarital counseling. And when the pastor was like, we're going to talk about that later, she was like, no, we don't need to talk about that. No, we don't need to talk about that. Let's let that go. And the one thing the pastor did say is that what I don't want is I don't want for him to suffer because of what somebody else did. I understand, people, that we are having people in our lives right now who are very much suffering because of what somebody else did. Because of the fact that we have unforgiveness in our heart with things that we cannot fully accept from somebody else just because it reminds us of what that person did who hurt us. It reminds us of what that person did who had caused so much pain to us. And because of that, we are carrying that unforgiveness around. But in us carrying this unforgiveness around, we are also allowing for ourselves to not be able to experience all of what somebody is trying to give us, right? Somebody can want to love you so much. Somebody can think you're just the most awesome person in the world and you're everything, right? But if we're not able to look past what we've been through and look past our hurt and pain to understand what they see in us, we never will. We are going to always put our defense guard up, right? We're going to always put up our wall. We're going to always put up our barrier. We're going to always put up our defense mechanism and say, oh, they're not good. Run away. Or whatever like that. Not knowing that this person may have a genuine heart and they might genuinely care about you. But because what we've been through in ourselves, in our past, in our situations, we're unable to accept the genuineness in that person. We must get it. We must dig out the roots. Amen. If you put up a plant but you don't dig out the root, all that's going to happen is it's going to keep growing. Right? If you're in the yard and you're picking out weeds, right, in order to really get that weed, you have to go into the roots of that thing and pull it all the way out. When you don't pull the root out, it's just going to keep growing. Amen. The root of a lot of our problems and the root of everything that we're going through a lot of times is right there in the unforgiveness. And if we can take the time and we can pull out the roots of the very problem, realize exactly where it's coming from, and pull that root out, what we're able to do then is we're able to allow ourselves to then really be free from there and not allow for that to keep on affecting our life the way that it is. But it starts out with us being able to dig up the roots of the problem, the roots of what caused that hurt, the root of what caused that pain, the root of where this unforgiveness is going, right? The root of where this unforgiveness started. And once we pull out the root of the unforgiveness, at that point what we're able to do is we're able to then be able to live life truly on a free level. But it's until we're able to pull out the root of that problem that we're not going to be able to experience the fullness and the wholeness of God, even, because we can't experience the fullness and the wholeness of God if we are walking around carrying unforgiveness in our hearts with somebody else. We cannot really get everything that God has for us if we're not totally in line with His Word. And we cannot be totally in line with the Word of God if the Word of God says that we must forgive others the same way that He forgives us. And if we really think about forgiveness, if we really think about it, we oftentimes see that we do things on a regular basis, right? We have done so much to disrespect God. We have done so much to hurt God. God sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And sometimes we think it's a mockery, it's a joke, the fact that He died on the cross for our sins, and we don't live life according to the way the Word says. And it's very simple, right? And everything is right there, right? But we oftentimes fall and within ourselves, and we do so much. But we still thank God that that forgiveness is there, right? So we want to thank God that we are able to forgive for everything that we do. What we oftentimes have to do is also take a moment back and look from within ourselves and look at somebody else and say, you know what, they probably didn't mean to do it. Amen. You have to realize that it's not the person that we're battling against, but sometimes it's just with the demons that they're battling with that we battle against with them. Amen. And sometimes it's you. You can be that light to somebody. You can be that strength to somebody. You can be that source that somebody needs. That will kind of help them flip their way around. But the thing is, we have to realize that once we get rid of the unforgiveness that's in our hearts, once we throw up that root of unforgiveness, we're able to begin to live a life that's more compelling and free. Amen. We have to be able to unforgiveness in our hearts. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just so happy that God has placed that on us today, and we really want to thank God as we talk about unforgiveness, because it's really a big thing. It's really a big thing. This can very much stop us from getting into the kingdom of heaven. This really can stop us from, we can live, do everything right, but if we don't have forgiveness in our heart, it can mess up the very thing that we're doing. You all,
we have 2:19 to talk on Thursdays. We have Bible study on Wednesdays that will be done via Facebook Live. We have Fitness Evolution with Fitness Ray. That's on Saturday. We have a lot of great programs, a lot of great shows. You definitely want to be sure that you're tuning into them. I believe every Tuesday and Thursday we have Busting Loose in Faith. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Busting Loose in Faith. And we want to make sure we, and that'd be Apostle Tebow, that preaches on those days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, is but to lose in faith. So thank you all once again for joining in. If you all have any questions and you need prayer, so we can add you to our prayer list. You have somebody who's praying with you, and we are willing to be those ones to pray with you. So we're Living Free Community Church on Facebook, Eagles United Ministries on Facebook, My Gospel Soul, My Gospel Soul Magazine is on Facebook as well. So if you're on Facebook, definitely make sure you tune in to everything we have going on. This is going to be a great year. We got a lot of things planned for you all. We're just so happy that you all have tuned in. That was the end that you all are following us at My Gospel Soul. Without faith, it's impossible. Please, God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. All right, y'all. Have a great day.